So there is this bipartisan consensus that we need to do something about infrastructure. We've neglected it too long. And what's unfortunate is we've neglected it long enough that we're looking at hundreds of billions of needs. And you can't just magically come up with the money for that.
The just concluded, really, 2017 Montana legislature ended. The last issue on their desks was whether or not to bond to pay largely for capital projects. I'm talking the Southwest Montana Veterans Home, helping campuses pay for building repairs. And then there were a number of public schools. There were large irrigation projects. The lawmakers could not agree, would not bond. Could you put Montana into perspective?
Well, what you're seeing across the country, if you compare Montana to other states, is a very similar concern about debt. And I think that that's definitely understandable. I think a lot of people across the country see the high debt at the federal level, and they're very concerned about debt in every area of government. What I think really needs to be considered is every state has to step back and decide what's best for them. There are some states that probably should do no bonding at the moment because of high debt levels, and others may want to consider bonds and appropriate uses. The debt at the federal level is almost exclusively debt that's used for operating expenses in any given year. Bonds, though, when issued by states, are actually debt that pays for an asset for a long period of time. So there is a distinction between the federal debt and bonded debt that a state would issue. So if the leaders of a state really analyze the financial situation in the state, they may want to consider times when bonded debt used prudently is appropriate. And frankly, we are in a very low interest rate environment.
And I want to let our listeners know that you also look at this issue of infrastructure and debt bonding as through the lens of heading budget officers as well.
Yeah.
So what do you tell governors as they're struggling to figure out, okay, how do I pay for all of these critical needs that my state has identified are priorities?
Well, we tell governors that the most important thing to do is basically look at every possible tool you have to deal with infrastructure. And the reason is it's such a critical need right now. And so there have to be different ways of funding and financing the infrastructure needs in each state. The federal level is likely to come up with some type of infrastructure legislation, perhaps not this year, but maybe. And states are going to have to be ready for that because I think there will be additional tools provided by the federal government. One interesting note about that is there will likely be the requirement of matching funds. And so states will have to make the decision that in some cases they may have to issue debt so that they have enough money to match federal funds that they really may wish to bring in to provide for infrastructure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For sitting down at the YPR studios and talking with us about infrastructure.
No, happy to. And I have to tell you, I have fallen in love with Montana.
Scott Patterson is Executive Director of the National Governors Association. I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.